One of my absolutely favorite things ever is the Anne of Green Gables stories. I really enjoy the books written by Lucy Maud Montgomery, but I have this very nostalgic affection for the 1985 movie version of the books. I watched those stories over and over again in my childhood. Now, I'm hoping that most of you have heard of Anne of Green Gables before, but if you haven't, they're about this young orphan girl. She's skinny and she's got red hair. She is mistakenly adopted by an older brother and sister who really wanted a boy to help out on their farm, but instead got her. It's a story of life. It's a story of mistakes and of family that we can find amongst those who aren't necessarily our blood relatives. I love Anne. I love the character. I love her tenacity and grit, her spirit and her joy. I love her hopeless romanticism. Gilbert Blythe might have been one of my very first crushes ever. I love her imagination. And I love the way that she is able to find joy in a weary world. But one of the things that I cherish most about the Anne stories, which I've been thinking a lot about this week, is her ability to make friends and to have friendships. Anne builds so many different friendships in the story. She breaks open the heart of her adoptive guardian, Marilla. She's so deeply loyal to her best friend, Diana, and she even befriends Diana's grouchy older aunt, Miss Barry. Now, Anne uses this wonderful term that I love for her friendships. She calls her friends kindred spirits. And now, I did a little searching on kindred spirits on the internet, as I often do, and I found the definition that they said, and it was, two people with similar interests or concerns. And that's not good enough. Anne would not approve. Because a kindred spirit, I think, is so much more than two people who just care about the same thing. It is a bosom friend, someone who you have this spiritual connection with, someone you hold close to your heart, someone who you care for so deeply. It's a person who feels like they could be your family, hence the kin meaning and kindred, and someone who's close to your soul, your spirit, a kindred spirit. Now, often I find when I encounter kindred spirits, because I love using that phrase, I often know it immediately. I feel this connection to people. But others of you might use the phrase, oh, we could be apart for years and it feels like no time has passed at all. Or we just met, but I feel like I've known them forever. And perhaps you've never thought about your friends or close relationships as kindred spirits. Well, now's the time to start. But I'm positive that you've experienced them throughout life in some way or form. I think if we've lived at all, we've surely come across a kindred spirit. And kindred spirits is how I like to think of Mary and Elizabeth. They are two women who are very apart in life. Elizabeth and her now mute husband, Zechariah, have just conceived in their old age, as we hear. She is in the throes of her pregnancy. But Elizabeth is an established woman and respected. She's the wife of a priest. But she's also borne a lot of shame. Shame at being unable to thus far have a baby, and now she's rejoicing that she doesn't have to be named by her society as a barren woman. And just a side note, we should never call anybody that. It's just not nice. Like, don't do it. And then we have Mary, another woman who's facing her own shame, but a young teenager who's just gotten engaged to a man named Joseph. She has miraculously, or maybe more like terrifyingly, just had this surprise visit from the angel Gabriel. There's a reason, friends, that angels need to say, do not be afraid, because they're scary. Gabriel's given her this kind of so-called good news that she will conceive through the Holy Spirit, that her unborn baby is going to be the person who will be the Son of God, a holy baby. A big job for one so small. And now I call it so-called good news, not because I don't think it's good news. It does turn out to be that way. But I have to wonder how she could have been prepared for that. That type of astonishing and maybe in the moment, a little unwelcome news. Especially if you think about where she's at in life. A young, unwed teenager going to be a mother. Maybe she's more likely pondering how society will shame her. But the gospel writers and Luke in this text tries to convince us that she handled it with perfect grace and dignity. Now, I will let you in and I'll be honest with you, that whole idea that Mary handled this with perfect grace and only asked, how's this gonna work out? I don't think that's how it went. I really don't buy it, to be honest, because which one of us would have taken that type of news with such decorum? And I think while we love to make Mary into this peaceful, graceful, stoic character, she is a saint, she is holy, of course, but it's also important to remember that she was a regular person as well. She had thoughts, she had feelings, just like any of us, she was human. Now, the bit of honesty that I think seeps into this text that the gospel writer of Luke says is when Mary gets up and hightails it. She runs, she bolts to her cousin Elizabeth. I think that's the truest part here. I can only guess that she hopes that Elizabeth will be a safe place for her. A young, unwed woman who's had that remarkably astonishing and maybe stressful news about being pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And I know that a lot of us focus our attention during the Advent season on the miraculousness of Mary. Within the context of being visited by the angel Gabriel, with carrying the Son of God, Jesus, the Immaculate Conception. But I want us to think about the miraculous also happening between Mary and Elizabeth as well. It seems to me that God is very active in their relationship, in their friendship. Because friendships with kindred spirits are important, because they sustain our lives. Each week, I get together with one of my own friends, my kindred spirits, and we go on what I like to call our emotional support walk. We lay down all our grievances, all our joys, all the things and problems that we need each other to help fix, and we work on solutions, and we just enjoy each other's company. It is a safe space, and what I've realized is that it's also a holy space. It's a space where I most often hear God entering into my life in words from my friends, in encouragement. And it's become one of the most life-giving parts of my spiritual life right now, too. In this Advent season, I believe that we honor the incarnation of Jesus by honoring the one who gave him life, Mary. And Mary's life matters so much. And it's clear to me that what she needs most in this gospel reading is connection. It's friendship. It's a fellow kindred spirit. Our gospel story opens for us today this beautiful truth that Mary wasn't just the mother of Jesus without any feelings, but she was also a woman who needed a friend. During the greatest upheaval of her life that she would ever know. The good news is that that truth, that need for friendship, that need for connection is a part of our faith story. And it reminds us where God enters in and how God can be present in our own lives as well. In Anne of Green Gables, she eventually befriends Diana's great aunt, Miss Barry. That's a woman much older than her who at first really terrified her. But later she tells Marilla this: Miss Barry was a kindred spirit after all. You wouldn't think so to look at her, but she is. You don't find it out right at first, as in Matthew's case, but after a while you come to see it. Kindred spirits are not so scarce as I used to think. I'm sure if we reflect on our own lives, we'll find that kindred spirits aren't so scarce as we think either. And perhaps God wants us to know that truth as well. For when we are in our deepest need, I believe that kindred spirits can always come to us. Because when Mary is most in need, she hastens to Elizabeth's friendship. And in their friendship, through this connection, Mary receives this wonderful validation that her wild and miraculous story is believed by this friend, that the child she carries is the Son of God, and her friend can recognize that as well. This is how we know that truly nothing is impossible with God, because God always finds a way into our lives, and God shows up when we reach out to each other, when we find a kindred spirit, or when we become one to another. God speaks to us through friendships that can only be called kindred spirits. So thanks be to God for that. Amen.